This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To, as they say, you save the best for last. And certainly this is somebody that everybody admires for the work he does now, has done as a player, as a coach, assistant, as a coordinator, and as a head coach. At Somerset, the Silver Palms, Coach Javi Valdez is kind enough to join us on this Wednesday. Coach, thanks for taking the time right in the middle of your spring. But if I know you, everything's kind of laid back this time of year, just giving kids an opportunity to win jobs.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me on, Larry. Very, very right, especially first few days where, you know, you're just kind of making sure everybody knows how to put on a helmet and know where the, you know which way they're going and all that stuff. So these first few days for us are just making sure mentally the kids are ready to play football.
You've kind of been through the, as they say, you have the experience that you've been there, done that, to know, you know, what you can do and what you can't do, and the kids. Obviously, you have built a program out of kids who want to play football, who want to learn, who want to get a really good education, not necessarily want to hop schools and go here and go there, but guys who want to have a sense of what you've built as a family in your time there. Talk about that, because I think parents think there's just too much emphasis on, instead of developing all the time, on just winning every game instead of developing and getting a well-rounded experience of your high school football career.
You know, I think the family aspect that you speak about is 100% what we're about. Players see growth within our program. We've been blessed to have, you know, this year we'll have our five-year starter, Maurice Smith, who's a kid that's been in the program since I got there. And, you know, he's pretty much played every meaningful snap in the program's history as since I've been there, you know. And I think that a lot of times it's crazy when you get alumni guys that come back to see practice or you know, how's the team looking, that they, you know, they recognize what in their eyes were, oh, those are the little kids that played JV or middle school football in our case. So right. The family aspect is 100% a large part of what we do. It's a brotherhood, and it's about building great young men for our future, not necessarily winning football games. We're going to win football games along the road, though, you know, and I think that's more important, because you win with great young men.
Okay, and we're back, a little technical difficulties. You're back there, Coach?
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
That's okay. Go ahead. Yeah, you had your thought going.
Well, like I was saying, you know, we win a lot of games with great young men, and I'm blessed to coach a lot of them. I got a good group coming in this year of kids that have been there since my first day. They were middle schoolers, but they were there my first day, and I think they've seen the program grow slowly throughout their years, and we've taken all the necessary steps throughout the years to slowly improve the program, and you go a long way with some of these kids.
Yeah, no doubt. Javi Valdez, the head coach at Somerset Silver Palms, is joining us. And, Coach, when you take a look at, you know, just the structure these days. Obviously, you have so many different schools. There's more every year that want to play football. It's not always the easiest thing to do because a lot of them are just out to play football. They're not out to, you know, to get the education. And obviously, you guys stress that you've come from an environment where you were at Belen, but you were also at public schools like Killian and Homestead and South Ridge. Talk about that. I mean, you know, the balance, because you've seen it from both sides, more of a private school, a structured private school, and also a public school.
Well, I think the best part of it is I think we're an environment where kids are going to come to learn. We're going to have quality values that we instill in them to make them productive members, whether they want to play college football at the next level or they just go become good college students. We're blessed that, you know, even in these times, you know, I have no issues with attendance. Our kids come and show up every day. They work hard. And you know, being in this middle ground where you're public school, but, you know, there's certain rules that you have to follow in the school, you know, it makes them ready for real life. And I think sometimes, you know, everybody in this day of hopping around, you know, how about a quality educational environment for your kids? I think that's something we offer. And having them from K through 12, you know, it's they get a time to grow. You see kids grow up, and that's special.
Yeah, and you've seen it. I mean, it's not like you're just throwing that out there. I mean, you've seen it. You've been at all these, like I said, you were at private schools, you were at public schools, so you've seen, you know, seen it from both sides and see what structure is and what structure can, you know, if non-structure can do to a program. Parental support in smaller programs are often better. You know, they're more tight-knit, like you said, family-oriented. Talk about that. I mean, especially during a spring like now, where you guys really haven't been out there, they haven't been out there in two years almost for spring. And these kids, yeah, like you said, whether they want to play or not, at least this has given them an opportunity to get ready to play. And now with the addition of Fort Lauderdale University with Chris Chambers coaching, to go to, you know, with all the other smaller schools, it doesn't always have to be about Miami. Doesn't always have to be about UCF or FAU. But it could be about Ave Maria. It could be about Kaiser, who we had Coach Doug Sosha on tonight. They're in the Final Four of the NAIA this weekend, undefeated, rated number 3 in the nation. So, I mean, obviously there's a lot of avenues.
I mean, Doug's done a great job at Kaiser. You know, we actually have placed kids in those levels, and we have three playing at Ave Maria. Well, two playing at Ave Maria, and one of our seniors is going to Ave Maria next year. We had a kid signed with Warner a few years ago. We've signed some guys on the D2 level. We have quality high school football players that have turned their athletics and their academics into, you know, free education. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you play in Miami or Alabama or Ave Maria, you're getting a good education. You're playing college sports, and it's a great tool to advance your life and your career. And I think we do a great job of putting kids in a position to be successful, not only on the football field and in the high school, but as they move on in life.
Yep, I agree with you. And also, you're in 4 years from now, you're going to be in that same line looking for the same job. So it doesn't really matter where you go to school. The whole thing is make sure where you go to college is somewhere you're going to have fun, someplace you're going to learn, someplace you're going to create positive memories. And certainly smaller schools.
And I think when it comes to a high school, that's something we totally offer. And I think our kids, you know, my guys have been together, and you know, we do so many events, Larry, and you're together so often that these guys build a brotherhood, and it's special, and sometimes it raises their level of play. And that you do that a lot of different ways, you know, through strength and conditioning, you know, and also our schedule. Or, you know, we played some tough opponents the last few years, and the schedule just keeps getting tougher. So slowly but surely, we've put ourselves into a playoff contender year in and year out.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll catch up with you, and certainly we'll see you at somewhere this summer, because it's about time we get back out and expose these kids a little bit.
Definitely, Larry. I miss you. I'm glad everything's going well. We'll talk soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.